Hi, welcome to another Revenue Hub Who Are We interview, where we talk with one of our expert partners and find out a bit more about them and their organisation. Today we're joined by Chris Glubinski of How's My Rate. In this discussion, Chris introduces us to the company, when and why it was formed, and its core solution in rate shopping and price analysis. Chris also outlines the cost effectiveness and customization flexibility that they can offer through the utilization of Google Data Studio. He also explains who is their typical client profile and what benefits those clients gain from How's My Rate. Finally, outlining a key aspect Chris is very passionate about, and that is revenue engagement rather than revenue management. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hi, Chris. Good of you to join us on a Who Are We interview today, and great to welcome you guys on board as an expert partner. So purpose of this conversation is really to find out a bit more about How's My Rate, hear a little bit more about you. So maybe we could kick off with you just giving us a bit of an introduction as to yourself, and then we can hear a little bit more about How's My Rate.
Sure. Thank you very much, Trevor, for having me. Thank you for accepting us as a partner. It's a great pleasure for us to be with you. I really do appreciate personally all the articles and all the activities that you're doing for the revenue management hotel community.
That's very
So, hello, everyone. My name is Chris Glubinski. I am the president of How's My Rate. I will explain where howsmyrate.com comes from in a bit of a second, but my personal background comes from airline and hotel industry, where I have been dealing with revenue management, distribution in e-commerce for global companies, global airlines and global hotels, as well as startup technology companies. I am also a revenue management trainer, and sometimes a speaker if somebody invites me. Also, I am very keen to participate in conferences where I can expand my philosophy around revenue management and evolution of our industries.
Perfect. Very good. And revenue engagement, and we'll maybe touch on that in a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us about How's My Rate. Who is, you know, who are we? Who is How's My Rate? What are you guys all about? How long have you been in existence? You know, a few bits like that.
Sure. So it may be a little bit confusing, because if you check my LinkedIn, you will see aggregate intelligence over there. So during pandemic times, I have been responsible for business and product development for aggregate intelligence. And we all are about data, travel industry, big data. And we have our own customers there, but we also have lots of data like price shopping and rate shopping for hotels. And during pandemic times, I started to think about what's going to happen when we start to finish the pandemic and go back to new realities. And obviously, I did not expect that what we have today is going to happen. But back then, we thought that the change will be so significant for hotel managers and the owners that they will require to have a constant monitoring of hotel prices. And we understood that most of top hotels or medium type of hotels already do so. So they would have their own revenue management systems or rate shopping solutions. But we were thinking about all those guys who manage their hotels individually or independently, who did not have a chance to work on the rate shopper because probably they didn't need to, probably because they could not afford to. And basically, they were all around their operations rather than analysis and you know, the revenue management that is a very wide and sounding, very scientific term. Yeah. So we utilized the data that we have had. We set up howsmyrate.com as a separate entity. We gave it a logo. We gave it a meaning to have rate shopping and hotel price analysis available and accessible for everyone. Okay. So because of that, we needed to take a look at a couple of things. First of all, we need to be as much as accessible as possible. that access usually is constrained by a user interface, a login, and then the ability of a person, of a hotel owner or manager, to adapt to the visualizations that are being proposed by technology solution, a typical rate shopper. Gotcha. So we have dealt with that by introducing visualizations coming from Google Data Studio. So any marketeer who is dealing with Google Analytics has probably heard about Google Data Studio, but it's an open source developed by Google for people to visualize their data. And it's impressive how easy it is and how many options you may get by visualizing the data for as long as you have the data. So since we have the data, Google Data Studio is there. It's very easy to use by anyone. All it takes is a 10-minute video tutorial that you can get from YouTube. But for our customers, we have also preset some templates where they can select different visualizations, or we can even create them own. So if there's any duplication from their Excel visualizations that they are used to for the last years, we can do so. So that's one thing, as well as the accessibility to the data. The next thing was about price. So it needs to be accessible also for price. And because we have Google Data Studio, we were able to lower down the prices by a lot. We don't have development teams managing user interfaces, UX, database people, etc. Everything is pushed into Google Data Studio and accessible for hoteliers. They, in fact, they can also add some of their own data into Google Data Studio and visualize, do the business intelligence, business visualization from their data from PMS or from any other sources they may be using. And the third thing was customization of the whole tool. So if you have a user interface, it's usually pre-designed and it gives you what it has. Any development to change, adapt, amend takes ages because obviously it's a product development project attached behind it. With Google Data Studio, actually, I can in 5 minutes build up a whole business intelligence tool, a whole dashboard for you that looks really, really sexy. And if you would like me to change it to the way you like it, we can do it in minutes. We can do it together, or I can do it for you in minutes. So that's why the proposition of House MyRate is to attract those hoteliers who have not had a chance to experience Rate Shopper before. But today, because of the situation, the small demand versus lots of supply, hotels open, hotels closed, price wars, and you know the price dilemmas, so that they can actually understand what is going on the market. They don't need to change anything, or we are not forcing them to change anything, but at least they should be aware of what's going on. And that's why House MyRate is here.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess in a way, picking up on a couple of thoughts there, a point that you just made there is that typically if you're buying a solution, it comes with its own dashboard. There's a degree of customization that obviously goes along with that. But if there was something that was maybe unique or special to you that you wanted, then either there's a cost element probably to have to add that added, or there may not be that option unless there was enough demand and then the solution provider adds that as a customization piece. So even if you were prepared to pay, they may not be prepared to put the time in, or it just could be too expensive, not economically viable. And I guess the second bit that struck me is that the ability, maybe sometimes there's a reluctance from hotels, because when they see a solution, there are a lot of elements to it that maybe they don't feel aren't as relevant or might not be as needed, or they want to dip their toe into something to get a feel for it. Maybe because of the size of property, for instance, or maybe an attitude towards technology. You know, there might be a slightly less innovative approach to it. So this almost gives them a way to access that data and then construct a dashboard with the Google Data Studio to fit what they actually want to focus in on. And then as they get used to it, it can be adapted and expanded. Is that right? Did I understand that correctly?
That's absolutely right. So the two points that you have touched upon, first one is that when you have a user interface, a platform, indeed, it is very difficult to change it unless there is a vast majority of demand out there for a company to make it a product. For example, if you have a customer who's willing to see prices for minimum 4 days. Now, typically, we would see prices for 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, 14 days, 30 days. But four, that's kind of unusual. But and still, you can do that. It's very easy to do so in terms of data. But with Google Data Studio, you just plug it in and it's there. The same thing is about sources. Typically, you're limited to number of sources, or you're limited to number of hotels that you can follow. With us, whatever the request is there, there's 100% flexibility of the data that we can get for as long as this data is out there, right? So sure. We cannot deliver the data that is not out there. The second point you have mentioned, obviously, is right to the point where all hotel managers are overwhelmed with the data. That's for sure. There's too much in the news. There's too much in computers. Too much in emails. Too much in technology providers who think that, you know, the more information you get, the smarter you get. But that's absolutely not true. Obviously, we have our brain resistance to the noise that is out there. So with the ability to have a customized product, you can start with very top-looking data, very simple. It could be even one graph that reaches you every day on an email. You don't have to open anything. You just look at the email, see what's happening, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Or you can drill down into details, and we can create really fancy, deep diving into analysis graphs. So it really depends on the user. The only point to highlight here is that it's not, hoteliers should divide the approach to overwhelming data. There is data that may be not actionable for them, and there is a market and competition that they should monitor. And these are the two different things. It's good that the competition monitoring is not lost with the overwhelmed data. That's just the point. But we are there to help hoteliers to actually make that division and make sure that they don't miss a thing.
No, that makes perfect sense. So listening to the data that you have available, pretty much every hotel's going to want access to that. Listening to the way that you can then work with your hotel clients to configure the way that that is presented using Google Data Studio would say to me that you could pretty much work with any hotel that is out there in the market. But do you find, because of your solution and how you're trying to get your solution out to the market, that you're focusing on a particular profile of hotel client?
Yes, and that's a funny story. We are trying to help hoteliers who did not have a rate shopper before, or who are not analyzing price competition decently. They may be looking at the OTAs from time to time sporadically to see what's happening. They may think that the markets are not dynamic. And these are the people that we want to help. So we're targeting individual, independent hotel owners, small hotel owners, the big crowd. But funny enough, once we are out there with our solutions, there's a lot of interest that is being generated by hoteliers and revenue managers who already have their comprehensive systems, but they are looking to have something maybe either tailor-made or something really different. I have been requested to recreate another platform to look like this, but to add a couple of more features, like a few more sources. I have also been asked to send an Excel saying, this is what my team has used to work on for the last 5 years. can you replicate that, but in your online system so that they can get it on email and they don't have to process it manually?
Mainly, yeah.
For sure, we can do. So our main target is all hoteliers who have not been rate shopping before. Please come to us. That's what where we can help. But if you have a hotel and you already use a rate shopper, you know, it's great. You've got the know-how, you've got the knowledge, but if you are missing something out of there, maybe this is something we can add to your analysis. That's basically the message.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that, as you say, your starting point was maybe the independent properties, smaller groups, those that wouldn't necessarily look at the more established solutions, maybe from a cost point of view, maybe complexity point of view. But interesting that having got out there, others are now that have those solutions and thinking, okay, you're an interesting alternative to be considering.
Yes, and obviously we've just started. Like, we started 2 years ago. Our customer base is nothing in comparison to the big tech solutions out there. The credibility we have to build ourselves with our customers, it's not that we are conquering the world. We just want to find and help those people who actually are willing to get something more accessible or more specific, and we're here there for to help them. So, you know, that's, we are in the right phase. We're conscious on which phase we are at, and that's okay.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I think, I mean, normally we would ask you, you know, where do you add value to your hotel clients? How do you differentiate? But I think you've done a pretty good job at already articulating those points
as you outlined,
how's my rate? One thing I do want to pick up, and we can see it there over your shoulder, you've crossed out part of the revenue management and you've got revenue engagement. What are you leaning into there?
Yes, I love that. I love that question because I think at the end of last year, I was invited to run a series of revenue management roadshows as a revenue management trainer and as part of How's My Rate, having access to a lot of data. I'm exposed to a lot of hotel problems and issues, and obviously we have pandemics. We have hundreds of different webinars, sessions, trainings and education. Everything is basically out there for people to take. But I had a feeling that we are missing one point. We will never be advanced in revenue management, and we will never be able to benefit from that if we ourselves, like the hoteliers, will not engage in that. And that's why we come up with this term instead of revenue management, where it's easy to sit back, relax, open your Excel sheets or systems and graphs, etc., and then manage it. Like I'm managing it, meaning I'm looking at it. All seems complex, but good. You actually now need to engage a little bit in that. You need to engage in trying to understand what's happening on the market. If this competitor reduced price, what do you do? You have to engage yourself and understand that if you don't match that price, they may take some of your market, and the market is little. But if you match them, then maybe they will even decrease the price more. So how low can you go? And the same way, is there a way, how do you increase your average price? Because we've seen increasing costs. Every hotelier has probably revised the 2022 budget, if not one, then twice. Then it is about getting engaged and getting your hands on the prices, on some calculations, like what's the floor rate level, what's the high level, to which customers we can increase prices, to which not. How do we look at costs and variable costs? All that was part of the revenue engagement sessions that we have led, and they were fairly successful. And we want to keep on with that message. You gotta engage. No longer, back of a backseat car managing the driving. You gotta engage and take the wheel in your hands, and sometimes react really, really fast. And the main point also about that is that we are used to change prices statically. So we would change the prices once per year, twice per year, maybe per quarter, where we only talk about this general average price kind of KPI approach. But it's far more relevant now in the more dynamic markets that we have now, where demand is less, is to make lots of very small price changes, even not noticeable to a customer's eyes. A 2 euro, 3 euro change can make a significant difference to hotels' revenue in the scale of a year. Yeah. So the engagement is, don't just change the price and wait 2 months to see how it performed. Be there, engage yourself, and change these prices up and down according to the market, just like the stock exchange market works, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. It's funny, as we go to driverless cars or autonomous vehicles, and we have pilots in airplanes that now have autopiloting. You're always saying, okay, well, revenue management can go down that, is going down that route where we're sitting and waiting for something to happen. Whereas you're saying we need to be more engaged, more active. We hear the word strategic, but just involved.
Yes, we kind of, it's funny you mentioned, but we kind of behave like we were on autopilot, but we don't have an autopilot.
So
we got to engage, but if we could get an autopilot, then obviously it's far better than sitting and thinking everything's all right because the times were good and you know, we did not have to get involved in that. We needed to get involved in the operational side. So that's a funny thing. If you don't have an autopilot, don't act like you have one.
That's probably a good final message. Well, I think from our point of view, and I'm conscious of your time, and thank you so much for joining us, A, as a partner, and B, today, to tell us a little bit more about how's my rate. And I know
pleasure.
We've already spoken about a couple of ideas that we're working on to get you back on, and we look forward to doing that. But that's covered everything that we wanted to in our discussion. Any final comments or thoughts or things that I might have missed?
No, Trevor, I think I'm good. And I think people will get to know How's My Rate more and more, and myself. And I'm really looking forward to our future discussions, because I know we have plans, lots of interesting topics and subjects to discuss are in front of us. Times are very interesting. So the more we talk about things, the more experience and horizons we can expand to others. And it's also a great thing for people to talk about. So it's great to talk to you, but with also other people about different subjects and even from different industries.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Well, thanks again. I'm looking forward to our future conversations, but enjoyed this one very much. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and looking forward to cooperation, Trevor.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Chris for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. We value your input, and we're happy to follow up with our guests. Also, if there are any topics that particularly interest you, or if there are any specific guests you would like to hear from, please do let us know. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. That's insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. And if you do watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you could give it a thumbs up, or maybe even subscribe, as it really helps out the channel. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.